Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
please increase. Increase. Increase, increase. Just test two people, say increase. Increase, test somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, and Doc will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We're just so excited about you being with us today. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. That's a beautiful song by Donna Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, The Prayer of Jabez. So let's, before we get started, though, we got to give God some praise, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, there's a lot going on, but God is still God, and he is still in charge of everything and will be in charge of everything. Amen. Yes, yes. Thank God for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen. Prayer time. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies, I want to share this out real quickly, some quick announcements before we go to bishops for prayer. The number 347-843-4559, I highly recommend that you text that out to at least 10, 20 people if you've got time to do that while you're online, 347-843-4559. And, of course, they can go to the internet as well. Just type in blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. That will get them also to listen to the broadcast tonight as we talk about prayer time with Bishop. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be reading scripture from Matthew 6, a portion of that, 33 through 34. Also, too, for those who request prayer, make sure we don't leave anybody out. Prayer requests or comment tonight, just hit *1 on your phone when we open up the line. *1 on your phone will put you in queue for that opportunity. So thank you so much for that as well. Amen. So we thank God for the opportunity to be with you tonight. This is Global Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we get started. Amen. Let's go to the Word, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing but the Word, and the Word is so awesome and wonderful and helps change lives and helps us get better each and every day. I'm going to be reading Matthew 6, 33 through 34. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Let me read that again. That's verse 33 out of 6. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow will take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day, the Lord, the day is the evil thereof. Let me read that one again, 34. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read for you verses 6 through 6, verses 33 through 34. That is the word of the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get started tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. Thanks, John, for just joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Pinchoff. I'll give it open up the line for Bishop, if you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God and continue to pray for Bishop and Doc as well, that help lead us and keep us in the Word each and every week. So thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kip. Tonight we will be praying against murder and crime. We'll be praying against murder and crime. The Bible let us know in Isaiah, it said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive their sin and heal their land. As we pray tonight, and we pray, we believe in God, that God will answer our prayers, because murders all over the place is taking place and crime is so heavy. And we pray for the safety of the people everywhere. We pray for the for families in Texas that have lost loved ones by crime, and all in other cities of people that have been murdered by crime. We pray for the safety of America. We pray for people all over this world, that safety will, that God will protect them, that the angels of the Lord will encamp about them. The word of the Lord says, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and pull into captivity to the obedience of Christ. As we pray tonight, we will believe, we will touch and agree, and we will believe God, that God will move like he never moved before in this, in that area, that God will touch lives and change people's lives, that they will surrender their lives to Jesus. And we'll also be praying in this time of election is coming up, that we will pray, we will ask God to give us who we should be voting for during this season. That God, we pray that the person there will be concerned about the cities and communities, about if the people, not only the position that he holds, but the concern about the people. And we pray tonight, and have a God-fearing individual that will take those seats, God, and God will test their hearts, and God will deal with them each and every day to instruct them that they will do the right thing. And as we pray that God will test the heart of his people as they begin to go to vote, that God will, as we pray and ask God who we should vote for, pray and ask God, not just because of the Democratic Party or Republican Party, but God, who should I vote for that have the fear of God in their heart, that have believed the word of God as God has said. And as we pray tonight, we believe in God, and God will strengthen those that have lost a loved one, strengthen them and encourage their hearts. And Father, we thank you tonight for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth, shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that you please. It shall prosper into the thing which you send it. And Father God, we preach the word of God tonight, and we decree and declare the victory already. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you, Lord, your word says you have given your angel charge over us, and you will keep us from all evil, that you will keep us from all diseases. And Father, we pray tonight as you continue to move, God, in a great way, God, as you move, as you test the lives of people, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for family safety, God. We pray for the safety of the children, God, even as they out of school, God, that they will be protected, God, from evil. They will protect our minds, God, that they will focus on the right thing, God. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood as they will pour down every stronghold of the enemy come to attack their mind, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, we pray and believe the word tonight. And we decree, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will move in a great and a mighty way upon America, God. God, even the leaders, those in Congress, those in the Senate, those in the government, God, you, we pray tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will get somebody in those offices, God, that have a fear of God, in the name of Jesus, a fear for righteousness. Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, God. Father God, we thank you for every community, every neighborhood, God. We pray for every family, every child. Father God, we pray for their safety, oh Heavenly Father. Safety in their home, God. Safety, oh God, wherever they go. God, we pray for their safety. The blood of Jesus cover them in the name of Jesus. Pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight as you continue to move in a great and a mighty way. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We thank you tonight, oh Heavenly Father. We glorify your name, Jesus. We pray for those families, God, as you strengthen them, each and every one of you. We pray for that child, God, that lost a loved one, God. We pray for that mother, that father, God, that cousin. We pray in the name of Jesus, God, and we plead the blood. Right now, even now, God, as we pray, God, that you will move when we go to vote, God, that these laws will be changed, Father. Father God, plead the laws of gun, God, the somatic automatic weapon, God. We pray that the laws be changed, Father. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will put people in place and those that are already in place, that they will stand up and God, that they will change the laws. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, it is done, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those that's in school, God. We pray for their safety, God. Those that are going off to college, God. We pray for their safety, God. We pray for those that are out of school for summer, God, that you will bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, give them a shekondo, sifande, konda, patalalamo. God, let them be safe, God. Let them be in a safe place, God. Let them be in a safe atmosphere, God. Let them be in a place, God. God, that you will get the glory out of their lives. That God, that you will bless them. God, that they will come up, they will grow up, and they will be successful because of you, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, keep their mind. God, focus on the right thing. Keep their minds focused on Heavenly Father. Father God, even the young people, God, even those that are in school, those that are in college, those that are out of school, God, those that have graduated, God, let them be successful that they will find jobs, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give the glory for it in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will protect them, that you will keep them each and every day. Father God, we pray for families, God. We pray for safety, God. That people go to the mall, God, that they will come back home. People that go to their job, God, that they will get back home. People that wherever they may go, God, that they will come back home safely, oh Heavenly Father. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight, God, that people will surrender their lives to you as never before. We pray in the name of Jesus against the violence, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God of the Moshe, Kondo Sima, the Kondo Sia, God in the atmosphere, fill the atmosphere with your presence, Lord. Fill the atmosphere with your secular glory, God. Fill the atmosphere with your anointing that destroy every yoke, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you glory, God. We praise your name and we lift your name up. Even if they're going to church, God, let it be a safe haven place. Father God, let it be a safe haven in the home, God. Let it be a safe haven wherever they may go. If it's in the school or in the home, on the job, God, on the highway, let them be in a safe place. Father, we give you glory for it. Let your angels encamp about those, even those that are out on the water, God. Let them be in a safe, God, to protect them from the danger of God. The danger, God. Protect them, God, from drowning, God. Protect them, Lord, from accidents, God. Protect them in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory, God. We praise your name, and we magnify you. We glorify you, God. We thank you. That's somebody's son, somebody's son, somebody's daughter, God. That's somebody's brother. That's somebody's sister, God. That's somebody's mother. That's somebody's father, God. Beautiful. Take hold of you. Ah, yes, sitting of God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, God. We praise your mighty name. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think of. Father, we give you glory and we praise you for all that you have already done. We thank you for the blessings that you have already prepared and bestowed upon your people. We thank you, Lord, for every moment, God, that you have protected us from danger of accidents. And, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Let God arrive. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, drive them away. As wrath melt before the fire, let the wicked perish in the presence of Almighty God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them exceedingly be rejoiced and be glad. In the name of Jesus, we magnify you. We adore you, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, for safety and those that are traveling. We pray for those that are safe, God, and wherever they may be. God, that you will protect that child, God. Protect them in the name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify you, God, and we ask you to move on. Now, she's out there in the nation. Oh, God, this Sunday, your blood prevail, God. We thank you for your blood, Jesus. We thank you for your power, your anointing that destroy every yoke. We thank you for your word. You watching over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper. And Father, we thank you for your assurance. We thank you, God. We walk you by faith and not by sight. We give you praise for it. And we glorify you as you touch every life right now, as you in every country, in every city, God, whether it be in Africa, whether it be in Europe, whether it be in Japan, whether it be in Egypt, wherever it be, God, whatever state it is, God, bless your people everywhere, and God, move by your Spirit continuously. Oh, God, reveal, expose, and destroy. Reveal, expose, and destroy the works of the enemy. Reveal it, oh, God, before it take place. Reveal it, the crime that's about to take place. Reveal it and expose it, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, God, open our spiritual eyes, God. Open the Lamokondosia. Open it up, I can do it. God, in the Moshiach, God, we glorify you for it. We thank you. We thank you for your blood, Jesus, that you shed it on Calvary. We give you glory and honor. We adore you right now, Jesus. We thank you. It's already done, God. Oh, God, in the Moshiach, we commit it to your hand. We commit it in your hands, Lord. And we give you thanks. Even now, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Nothing like a prayer from the Bishop, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop just prayed for you, for families, ladies and gentlemen, for our nation, for our cities, for our county, ladies and gentlemen, for our neighborhoods. That was the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen. And we're just excited about you being with us today and know that we are praying for you. Thank you so much, Bishop. At this time, I want to go directly to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being being with us tonight as well.
Praise the Lord. Praise God for Bishop Crenshaw tonight and that prayer as we continuously pray for and against the spirit of violence, the spirit of murder and crime that seems to be caressing our country and our neighborhood. And we just can't pray enough. You know, the word of the Lord tells us in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people, which are called by my name, would have humbled themselves and pray. I firmly believe that God has given us an ingredient here, praise the Lord, and he's teaching us, praise God, that we have to be so conscious of the need to pray. And after we pray, we must be sensitive to the Holy Spirit in every environment. I want to say that in every environment. So I want to encourage you with some words of wisdom from a scripture in Acts, the 28th chapter and verse number one. It talks about Paul who had landed on this particular island, praise God. And the word of the Lord says, and once safely, I mean Paul, safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Melita. And this is from the NIV version. And it says, the islanders showed us unusual, notice it said, unusual kindness. They were very kind. They built the fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and it was cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper driven out by the heat fastened itself on his hand. What can we pull out from this scripture that helps us understand spiritual warfare? We a couple of things. Number one, it was a very welcoming place, a very welcoming place. But just because the people were welcoming and it was a welcoming place, it did not mean that the enemy was not there. It did not mean that potential harm was not there or potential danger, even in the midst of kindness. What does that tell us of spiritual warfare? We have to do exactly what the scripture says. We need to watch as well as pray. As we pray, we got to be watchful. Even in the church house and the hour that we live in, it's very, very clear with the things that are going on even inside of churches and sanctuaries. We've still got to be watchful, prayerful and watchful, keeping our eyes open at all times. We see here in this particular scripture, even though the people were welcoming, it was a warm place. That was yet the spirit of the enemy, which is typical of what we see, praise God, representative of a snake. The Bible said that the viper came out of the heat and attached itself to Paul's hand. So even in the midst of what seems to be comfortable, even in the midst of what seems to be okay, we got to realize when living in a world of evil, it ain't never okay. But inside of the safety of Jesus Christ, that's why it's so important that we stay inside of his will, his perfect will, be led and directed by him, keeping our eyes open in the spirit, be watchful, be praying. Because even in this place, the enemy, praise God, attempted to attack Paul, praise God, a venomous viper that needed that poison in it, praise God. Yes, in a welcoming place where people were kind, the enemy was still there, out of the heat came a venomous viper, praise God. In all that we do, my God, we have to keep our eyes open, praise the Lord, use wisdom, praise God, be watchful when we go in the grocery store. Praise God. Sometimes we got to be more conscious of paying attention to our surroundings. Amen. Many of you, and we know that we can witness to that. Some people are so caught up in their cell phones, they're walking down the street. Praise the Lord. When they're watching the cell phone, got the ear pods in the ear. They can't see. They can't comprehend because they're focused in the wrong place. This is not a season not to be focused. We have to be focused and watchful and paying attention. Somebody come up behind us, hit us in the head, because we're listening. We can't hear somebody come up on us because we got the ear pods in our ear and we're listening to the cell phone. We don't even know what's going around. In this season, I'm here to tell everybody that's listening, ain't no wisdom in that. That is absolutely no wisdom. Take them ear pods out your ear. Watch around you. If you're going jogging somewhere, praise God, take the ear pods out and be watchful. Praise the Lord. Amen. If your phone ring, you hear it. Praise God, without your ears being stopped up. Praise God, listening to music, walking down at the cell phone and can't even comprehend. No. There is absolutely no wisdom in that in this season. Praise the Lord. God is going to take those that are wise. Praise God. He that lacketh wisdom, ask it of God. in this season. We need all of the wisdom we can get and all of discernment in the realm of the spirit to understand exactly what we're dealing with, because this is a demon. We wrap them out against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. The devil is attempting to release everything he got, amen, to destroy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy, the word of the Lord says. But we as believers, we got to be watchful. We got to pay attention, even in a welcoming place. And it has been absolutely defined in the scripture. If we pull out the wisdom in Acts 28, we can see that even in a welcoming place, we yet got to be careful. We yet got to be watchful. And most of all, we yet got to pray. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time for Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, giving us some great wisdom. I trust that you got some, took some notes on that one, ladies and gentlemen. There are enough distractions already that will take you off the prize, right, of a great day, of a prayer time. Don't add any more distractions to your life, ladies and gentlemen. Please heed the call. Doc just mentioned it, ladies and gentlemen. Please read, research, and pay attention. That means paying attention to your surroundings. And I agree with Doc and Bishop on that one for sure, ladies and gentlemen. We got to be able to know what's going on around our surroundings, no matter where you're at. I don't care where you're at. You need to know what's going on around you, not only for your safety, but for the safety of others as well. So we're excited about that. Doc, thank you so much for your wisdom in that area. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody. Hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone, if you have a prayer request or a comment tonight in Jesus' mighty name. This is Prayer Time with Bishop. Amen. I'm going to either mention your name, first name only, or your last four digits. I want to go to my brother with 6569. You're on the air with Bishop and Doc. God bless you, my brother. How you doing, Doc?
Yes, good evening. I'd like to thank Bishop for that awesome word on the current event of what's going on, and the Doc for reassuring us the knowledge and the wisdom of what's happening. And I'd like to have a special prayer for all those mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, nieces, and nephews who know who the people are who are committing these horrendous acts with this gun violence. And they know those guns are in their homes or know the people that are perpetrating them. I just pray that they find in their heart to try and talk to them and talk them out of some of the things they're doing. Amen.
Amen, brother. What a great prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Also, too, I want to go to our next caller. Sister Sarah, you're online with Bishop and Doc. God bless you, sis. How are you?
God bless you, man. Man and woman of God, God bless you, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. I tell you, we have to keep praying and believing and use wisdom, remain focused, be watchful and prayerful, because the adversary, which is the devil, he knows his time is short. So he's trying to gain up, you know, whoever and that he can do, because the last days are upon us.
Yeah.
So in all of that, I'm just praising the Lord to know that, you know, the prayer line is open on Tuesdays, because we need, and I know that I do, that the prayer is what we need. And I'm just praying on tonight. Pray for all my family members that are out and about, and may they have salvation covered all around them. May they be covered in God's holy name. And also, I would like to pray for the world. You know, we know that the world needs peace and the world needs love. So more love in the world. And that's what I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen, Sister Sarah. What a powerful prayer. And I'm with you on that, Sister Sarah. I believe everybody on the planet needs prayer in Jesus' name. We cover the just and the unjust in Jesus' name. So thank you so much, Sister Sarah, for that powerful prayer request. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I want to turn this back over to Bishop at this time. Thank you so much, Bishop.
God bless you. We thank God for that word of encouragement from Dr. Crenshaw tonight. We give God the glory and honor. As we pray for those prayer requests tonight, Father, we thank you because you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can think or ask. And Father, you are able to reveal what needs to be revealed. and expose that which needs to be exposed. And Father, we pray for safety of the loved ones tonight. We pray for the safety and their salvation. We pray also, God, as you continue to move by your spirit and continue to touch lives. Father, we pray for those individuals that have people in their home with those weapons and they know about it, that they can talk to them and instruct them on the safety of doing what's right with ownership of those weapons. And Father, we give you thanks because your angels can encamp about them. And you are able to change the hearts of stony hearts. And you are able, God, to make the crooked places straight. And Father, we pray tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, as you answer those prayers, as you answer, God, as we seek your faith, as you continue to move by your spirit. And Father, we give you all the glory as we commit it into your hand. You continue to do great things, God. We give you praise for it tonight. We give you thanks already in advance as you catch hearts, as you change a mind, as you change souls, as you save to the utmost, and as you protect each and every one, God. As you protect and give them safety, God, and the angels encamp about them as they go about to the workplace, in the home, the job, the churches, wherever they may go, that you will protect them as they open their eyes and be aware of their surroundings and open our eyes on and be alert at all times. And Father, we thank you for it and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. Just want to make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue if you have a prayer request or a comment tonight. We'll give you a few seconds for that. Just want to make sure we don't miss anybody tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, what a privilege it is to be with you tonight. What a privilege to have Bishop and Doc with us tonight to pray over us, to help us to stay on target, stay on point, if you will, in the Word of God, and to be able to remind us how important it is to pray, ladies and gentlemen. We must pray. I understand that scripture now about pray without ceasing. I was thinking about that earlier. How can you pray without ceasing? And now I understand why we need to pray without ceasing each and every day. Amen. Amen. At this time, I want to go back to Dr. Crenshaw. Dr. Crenshaw, you're back online. Thank you so much.
Praise the Lord. I want to just encourage all of us that are listening that in our personal prayer time is that we take time to pray for pastors and their churches, for the safety of the congregations as they come together to worship the Lord, and pray that God will reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy and deter any planned attack against the children of God and the body of Christ and ministries. I feel just an urgency in my spirit that as we go in our personal prayer time, that we sincerely pray, amen, and bind the demonic spirit of violence and murder and hatred, that that spirit will not walk up into the holy sanctuary of God, but that pastors will be protected as well as all of those that come in attendance. Amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. What a powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, we must continue to pray for our leaders all across the globe, and pray for your pastors, pray for your bishops, pray for your apostles, pray for your evangelists, ladies and gentlemen, your teachers in the Word, anybody in authority that's over us in the Word, ladies and gentlemen, pray for them each and every day. At this time, I want to turn this back over to Bishop for a final closeout. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
Praise God. As Dr. Crenshaw said, we continue to pray for pastors and leaders. We pray for their congregation. We pray for safety, God, that the angel of the Lord will encamp about them, that we'll be on the alert. We need to be on the alert before emergency take place, that we stay on the alert in our prayer life as never before. We stay on alert for God, that God will reveal, expose, and destroy every work of the enemy, every attack of the enemy. And guys, we continue to pray. We continue to hold fast. Don't give up, but believe God, and God will bring it to come to pass in your life. God bless you tonight. Keep praying. Keep praying. We love y'all. Love everybody as we pray for all, every nation. God bless you tonight.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. What a powerful evening, ladies and gentlemen. We thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace. We thank God for the man and woman of God tonight. Thank you so much for being with us. Yes. Y'all give the Lord a hand cup of praise for our man and woman of God tonight. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening. I want you to continue to pray. Pray over your little ones, those in your home and those that you see in the future. Lay hands on them. Just pray with them. Show them how to pray. Don't forget to show the little ones how to pray. Show some of the younger people how to pray as well with you as you're led in that area. But we want to continue to saturate our homes in prayer, saturate our businesses in prayer, saturate our workplace in prayer. You may have to go a little early to get some of that done at the workplace, but whatever it takes, ladies and gentlemen, continue to pray for each other, continue to pray. And don't forget to pray for yourself each and every day as well. Pray for your others, but also pray for yourself. And we want you to always remember to outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other, and remember that Jesus is Lord, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song tonight. I want you to have a great week as well, the rest of the week, from Brother Fred Hammond. It says, the Lord, we need your love. Amen. Yes, we do. We need his love each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. So remember, Jesus is Lord, and God is love. Amen. God bless you. Hey, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Have a great evening, and God bless.
But she's crying on the inside. She's hanging in there for a wing and a prayer. And I can hear her say, from a broken heart. All the money in the world could never buy him peace of mind. He's running on empty, and he feels like he's running out of time. Don't take love for granted. You gotta embrace it right away. What you have, some don't find. Never in the bottom line. So think it over. You gotta square your shoulders, and before it's all done, you look around and I'm found to
Holy Spirit, and we thank God the Father each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, remember to enjoy yourself tonight, this evening, ladies and gentlemen, with your family members. Also, to have a great rest of the week. This has been your prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out tonight. Everybody, have a great week. Take care of yourselves now. We'll see you next time on Prayer Time. Bye-bye now.